வணக்கம். மீண்டும் என் பாட்காஸ்ட்டுக்கு வருகை. இன்றைக்கி லா 34 of 48. வி ஆர் ரேப்பிட்லி கம்மிங் டு தி எண்ட் ஆஃப் தி புக். அண்ட் தம்பி சார், லா 34 படிங்க.
லா 34. பி ராயல் இன் யுவர் ஓன் ஃபேஷன். ஆக்ட் லைக் அ கிங் டு பி ட்ரீட்டட் லைக் ஒன். தி வே யூ கேரி யுவர் செல்ஃப் ஆஃபன் டிட்டர்மின்ஸ் ஹவ் யூ ஆர் ட்ரீட்டட். இன் த லாங் ரன், அப்பியரிங் வல்கர் ஆர் காமன் வில் மேக் பீப்புள் டிஸ்ரெஸ்பெக்ட் யூ. For king respects himself and inspires the same sentiment in others. By acting regal and confident of your powers, you make yourself destined to wear the crown. The reversal of the law, and the idea of being behind regal demeanor is to set yourself apart from other people. But if you take this too far, it will be your own undoing. Never make the mistake of thinking you can elevate yourself by humiliating people. சொல்லுங்க அண்ணா.
இது வந்து எனக்கு ரெண்டு பர்சனாலிட்டிஸ் இது நல்லா ஞாபகம் இருக்கு. ஒரு பர்சனாலிட்டி நான் நேராக ஃப்ளைட்டில் பார்த்தது ஜேஆர்டி டாட்டா, ரத்தன் டாட்டாவோட அங்கிள். அண்டு சுதாமூர்த்தி அவரை பற்றி நிறைய எழுதியிருக்காங்க, ஹவு ஷி மெட் ஹிம் அண்ட் ஆல் தட். தீஸ் டாட்டா ஹிம்செல்ஃப் வாஸ் லுக் வெரி காம் அண்ட் யூ சிவிங் நார்மல் கை, பட் ஈ ஹேட் அ நோரா அரவுண்டு. There's a famous story, whether we don't know whether it's true or not, but it circulates in the social media and people say it's true. So J.R.D. Tata was sitting next to Dilip Kumar in a flight, and Dilip Kumar thought too much of himself, and he asked the man next to me, do you know me? He said, I don't know him. And he said, I'm a cinema star. So this fellow said, I don't watch movies. I have watched only 2 movies in my life. And then the conversation goes on. And then Dilip Kumar asks JRD, what do you do? He said, my name is Tata and I run an, I'm an industrialist. So Dilip Kumar was taken back. Of course, everybody knew JRD Tata. In those days, maybe the photographs were not very common. But he was taken aback by his simplicity. But we do not know whether this happened or not. But one thing I'm sure it happened was the way he died in Switzerland. He was very sick. His wife had died. And so his doctor, a young lady physician, also had died in an accident, Thelma Cooper. And he was so distraught that he decided to go and check himself into a sanatorium in Switzerland. It's a sanatorium, it's a hospital come hospice. And knew his time was coming. He knew that for a couple of years his time was coming. And he finally had decided to hand over the reins to Ratan Tata. And he had some trouble with a couple of the satraps. One big satrap who created problem for him was Rusi Modi. But he smoothened it all. And he wanted Ratan Tata to feel secure. And so he moved himself to Switzerland. In Switzerland, nobody knew who he was. So everybody thought he was an old man coming from India, a wealthy old man. He was very fond of the nurses. The nurses were fond of him. He gave them chocolates and sweets and treated them with courtesy. And they thought this old man had nobody. And they said, nobody comes to visit him and there is nobody. And then suddenly one day he died. He was very old man, 88. And suddenly the switchboards were jammed in the hotel and flowers, bouquets were coming and ambassadors, diplomats, everybody was queuing outside the hospital door. And only then they realized that amongst them, they had a man like J.R.D. Tata. So this is the way a true king or a true leader lives. When he is there, he is not missed. And when he dies, people realize how powerful he is. இது சுதாமூர்த்தி வந்து அவங்களோட லைஃப் ஸ்டோரி நிறைய எழுதியிருக்காங்க அவரை பற்றி. As you most of you will know that she was a student of the Indian Institute of Science. And so there was an advertisement that came in the Indian Institute of Science. Where she said, the Tata said, advertised for shop floor engineers and said, ladies don't apply. And she shot off a big letter saying about gender fairness and all that to JRD. And JRD said nothing. She received a letter with a first class return ticket to come to Pune. She thought she's going to go to Pune, have a nice time. She had no interest in joining. And it so happened that she went to her hometown of Belgaum for a visit before this trip. And she told her father, who was a town doctor, who's a country doctor, and he told him, Mari, na tarar panna, or postcard pota. உடனே எனக்கு லெட்டர் வந்துடுச்சு, நான் போய் சாரி எல்லாம் வாங்கிட்டு வந்துட்டு லைஃபை என்ஜாய் பண்ண போகிறேன். அண்ட் ஷீ வென்ட் தேர் அண்ட் தே எக்ஸ்பிளைன் டு தி மூமெண்ட் ஷீ வென்ட் தேர் தேர் வாஸ் அ பிக் சைலன்ஸ். ஸோ எவ்ரிபடி செட் ஜேஆர்டி ஆள் அமைச்ச ஓட கேண்டிடேட் பா அப்படின்னு. ஸோ சுமந்த் மால்கங்கர், who was the running Tata Motors at that time, explained to her that this is a shop floor job and ladies cannot do a shop floor job, but the job is yours. But her father had told her, if they give you a job, you must take it. You cannot say
no.
So she took the job and she met Narayan Murthy because of that. And the money she earned in Tata's was the money that seed money for the Infosys. So there are many interesting stories in that. So this is the way life treats you. What is not going to be popular, I'll tell you, is the way Manmohan Singh conducted himself as a prime minister. Many people thought he was weak and he was feeble and all that. But now that's 8 years after he's left, people will acknowledge, as time goes by, those 10 years, the amount of growth he produced, the amount of wealth he redistributed through MGNREGA and student loans and other kinds of things will never be repeated in our history, in my living time at least. But he conducted himself with total grace and dignity. The Indian people might have not seen it. Barack Obama famously said that he was my guru. On all matters economics, I spoke to Manmohan Singh before making a decision. But since you have said that, he had a very close relationship with Manmohan Singh, and he gave him a big award after he had demitted office. And he kept on saying in several rounds that MMS was his mentor. So Angela Merkel said the same thing. So maybe India missed something, but he left with grace. For all the insults that was heaped on him, he said, history will say something kinder to me than current press people. 8 years, the ink has not yet dried on his period. Today, a lot of people who are attacking him are more kinder to him. So this is the law which says you treat others the way you want to be treated. Now you contrast this with Jayalalitha. Jayalalitha was imperious, arrogant. The people liked her in her lifetime. People said that she was goddess, this is that, everything. And see what's happening to her party today. There's absolutely no talent, no leadership, and it's bankrupt. So if you are imperious, if you humiliate others and you continue the way she did, at the end of the day, there was nobody in the party who could take over or run the party. But you had all educated people telling us she was the goddess and golden star of Tamil Nadu and she will run Tamil Nadu. But she never, because the way she treated her subordinates and her people, nobody wanted to be burnt by her forever. So she just has upped and left it. So, if you want talented people to stay with you, then you should have treat them well. Yes, and Jayalalitha was very famous for humiliating people. I can stick my neck out and say, yeah, Mamata Banerjee is following the same path. Mayawati is the same story. And there are several, don't think it's only female leaders. There are several male leaders who do the same thing. And history has a way of catching up with them. Where is Advani? And so this is life. So if you want a place in history and you want to be remembered well, then you should treat others the way you want others to treat you. This is the law. Tamil sir, சொல்லுங்க உங்க எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்.
சரி, ஆனந்த் சார் வந்து நல்ல எக்ஸாம்பிள்லாம் கொடுத்தாரு. நான் வந்து ஐ டாக் அபவுட் அதர் சைட் ஆஃப் த காயின். அதர் சைட் ஆஃப் த காயின் வந்து திஸ் லா இஸ் பீங் எக்ஸ்ப்ளாய்டட் பை எவ்ரி ஒன் ஹூஸ் இன் த சோஷியல் மீடியா. ஹெச்பிஓவில் வந்து ஒரு இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் டாக்குமெண்ட்ரி வந்தது. இட்ஸ் கால்டு ஃபேக் ஃபேமஸ். அது எப்படின்னா, ஹவு இன்ஃப்ளூயன்சர்ஸ் நவ் டேஸ் ஆர் டெஸ்பரேட் டு பிகம் ஃபேமஸ் அண்ட் இட்ஸ் அ க்ரோயிங் ட்ரெண்ட் டு பிகம் அன் இன்ஃப்ளூயன்சர். வேர் சோல் திஸ் கான்செப்ட் என்னென்னா, நீ ஒரு இன்ஃப்ளூயன்சர் ஆகிட்டேன்னா நீ ஈஸி மணி உனக்கு வரும், எல்லாமே ஃப்ரீயாக வந்துடும், பிகாஸ் ஆல் பிராண்ட்ஸ் வில் கம் ரன்னிங் டு யூ, ஏன்னா தே வாண்ட் அட்வர்டைஸ் வித் யூ. அண்ட் கிம் கார்டாஷியன் இஸ் த ஒன் ஹூஸ் மேட் திஸ் மோஸ்ட் பாப்புலர் இன் தி யூஎஸ் and also now across the globe. But everyone forgets, Kim Kardashian started with nothing. So she spent a lot of money to become famous. All the followers she garnered initially were all paid followers, and she spent a lot of money and effort to becoming famous, including her infamous tape which she made, which I don't want to get into details of, but that's what really spurned her and threw her into limelight. So this concept of this law is that if you pretend to be something that you're not, eventually you'll get to be that. And our social media environment currently is propelling that. You find a lot of Indian girls now, which rich parents who are telling their daddy and mummies, daddy, mummy, I want to become an influencer. So the parents spend a lot of money buying followers, buying likes, trying to promote each one of their child into becoming an influencer star. And all of them want to get into serial artist. All of them want to get become the next Shah Rukh Khan or the next heroine. It's a very limited market. Enna aayiduna nariya per adi pattu uindhu vaalkaye kettu poyirudhu. Enna solringa Anand?
Don't ask me. In when you go to a Tamil movie, the Madras movie festival, you see for every Rajinikanth, there are millions and millions of people who have lost their lives trying to be Rajinikanth. This is sad, but that's the way life is.
So be careful when you try to apply this law. Just because you pretend that you should, you act in that demeanor, doesn't mean the crown will come falling on you.
Yes.
There's only so many crowns. Not everybody can be a king.
Yes. And so life is like that. But if you really want to do it, it's the hard grind. You have to be consistent. You have to do it daily. You have to work on it. You have to get your knowledge. For all my criticism of Jayalalitha, she worked very hard for it. She was forced to go out of school. She had a very large book collection. She was extremely well-read.
And she had a very tragic life also.
Very tragic childhood. She had to go early to work early to support her family. And people abused her. And whatever you saw later was a manifestation of all that. But she was extremely well-read. More well-read than most people you think are read. And she... Absolutely. Every break she would have a book and she would read. And this is not book, some story book she was reading. Not fiction. And she was a remarkable lady. Unfortunately, she decided to turn and take revenge on society for what society did to her. That's a sad thing, but... So if you want to get where you want, it takes a lot of hard work, lot of reading and lot of knowledge and consistent routine. If you can do that, you would be successful.
Anyway, today's law was interesting. Tomorrow we'll get further towards the end of the book. Thanks, Anand.
Thank you.